the question was about kind of what are some of the greatest kind of obstacles, or who are the kind of the greatest forces that kind of make it difficult in my work. I think some of the ways that we have become dogmatic about some of our treatments have really, I mean, this is an eclectic program. This is a kind of a multi-dimensional kind of program. And where I found the most resistance, at least early on in my work, was with people who believed that there's only one way to change, and you've got to do it this way. So that group, you know, really is somewhat resistant to kind of looking at a process perspective. They have the answers. They have the way to do it, and you follow that. I think, I mean, what's really interesting to me is that a lot of those barriers, within the drug abuse field at least, have fallen away. That we're much more open to kind of thinking about this. And how I've kind of coped with it is just providing the information. And what we've tried to do is provide data. If I can come up and say, okay, but in a study, I looked at these people, they were all classified in these different stages, and here's what they look like. If I can provide data that says, okay, it makes some sense, makes some sense in research. And then the other piece that was really the strongest was people have been able to identify with it.